This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This week on Hot Couple Chronicles.
Finally, after all of this time, we have the motherfucking Lees. And then, where did the name the motherfucking Lees come from?
Lauren.
Yeah. Lauren from Pineapple's Apple. One day at Trap, she just came in. Samantha motherfucking Lee. And we kind of sat there at the end of the night. I'm like, we should use that as like our title and just brand ourselves that.
Right. I mean, the first times I met you guys, I was naked in a playroom. And you were sitting on slung the side.
I think you were walking right in front of me.
Oh, yeah. I will always be myself. But yeah, if you knew me a year ago, you don't know who I am. I have changed so much. We have to meet these people. We have to. I was like, you got to meet them. They have a vampire paddle.
Well, that was.
And then the orgy room, we met again. And that was pretty much like the beginning of it all.
Where she had all the reasons in the world to leave. And she decided to fight. I'm a stubborn bitch. And I get what I want. And you're what I want. So yeah. I love her for that. And I'm forever grateful.
I wouldn't be sitting here doing this podcast right now if it wasn't for our secrets time.
No.
I love watching people grow. That's one of my favorite things in this lifestyle.
I always try to put myself in uncomfortable situations for other people.
Show them, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay to be weird. We like it weird here. No, we say don't make it weird.
I mean, I like dead weird. The one that on a random Thursday says, hey, babe, on Saturday, we don't have anything going on. Do you want to drive an hour and a half? Because there's a lot I want to try. Yeah.
And I don't drink coffee, so I sit there and say yes.
Of course.
Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on our adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley, and this is Hot Couple Chronicles. Welcome back. Happy Wednesday. We have friends with us here today. It's going to be an exciting episode. Finally, after all of this time, we have the motherfucking Lees, our good friends. We are so excited that we finally got them on. It has been a minute. We've been talking about them. I know you've heard about them a million times in our podcast. They're some of our closest friends that we call family now. And yeah, we just want to get to know them. A lot of our podcast has been just our closest friends, people that we've been around in this space, and we want other people to get to know. We love very, very much.
Yeah, everybody's heard stories about these people. They're Ashley's. They're Ashley's. They're not imaginary.
My travel buddy.
They're Ashley's travel buddies, bunk buddies.
Yeah. Yes.
We're going to get started with who are they.
Okay.
We're going to get started on some questions. We're just going to get to know them. First of all, we're going to start easy. I know they're nervous, but we're going to make it really, try and make it easy for them. How long have you guys been together, and how did your journey and the lifestyle start?
Together about 8 years. Got married in October 2023.
Anniversary is next week, 2 years.
Anniversary is next week. What got us into the journey, when I was younger, I kind of always knew this is what I wanted to kind of travel and navigate. I was in a lot of relationships that were closed-minded, receptive to that, getting a lot of pushback. So I kind of diminished it myself to fit what they wanted. And then we've actually known each other longer than we've been together. She used to make little vinyl stickers for my vehicle and all that. So we've known of each other. And when we got together, I basically told her at the beginning, like, this is what I want. This is what I want to see. And she was pretty much okay, like, down with it and receptive. For the first time in my life, somebody was like, yeah, I wanted to go on this journey with me. And ever since, we've been making the most of it, making a lot of memories and close friends. It's been amazing for us.
And then how would you describe your dynamic in the lifestyle, just so people know?
Full swap, same room. We do it. This is an us thing.
Yeah.
It's not so much a separate thing.
And for her, she has the option to do solos, hot wipe and all that. Or my thing for her, not necessarily her thing for me. I enjoy it.
Me. It doesn't matter. I require too much mental. So it doesn't happen very often.
We got to keep the standards high.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then where did the name the motherfucking Lees come from?
Lauren.
Yeah.
Lauren from Pineapples. One day at Trap, she just came in. Samantha motherfucking Lee. And we kind of sat there at the end of the night. I'm like, we should use that as like our title and just brand ourselves that. So. Shout out to Lauren. Your check's in the mail for all that. So thank you.
All right. And now we've talked about who you are. Let's talk about how you are as individuals. We want to talk a little bit more about that. Outside of the lifestyle, just kind of tell them who you are as people.
This is one of those things, like, you know, people ask you what your hobbies are.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, yeah. I have none whatsoever. I have no idea. He's the social butterfly.
I like to do things with people.
He's the social butterfly. I am the more one that sits back and just watches. And
yeah, I'm definitely more out there even outside the lifestyle. We both are never met a stranger type of people. I'll go up and introduce myself and start talking. And before I know it, by the end of the night, I've walked out with a new friend.
Friends everywhere we
go. Everywhere we go, whether we're at a grocery store, in a parking lot, an event. I just love talking and meeting new people.
I think the first times I met you guys, I was naked in a playroom, and you were sitting on the slung to side.
I think you were walking right in front of me. I remember correctly.
You put on a little performance, and we're just
funny. And then we talk about how you've always kind of been social people, but how have you changed since the lifestyle? Have you grown and changed?
I've become more confident in myself. When we first started, I was definitely more insecure. More comparing myself to everybody else. And I definitely have found that with time, I've definitely come more out of my shell, been more confident in me physically and kind of mentally.
No, I understand completely.
Awkward.
I will always be myself. But yeah, if you knew me a year ago, you don't know who I am. I have changed so much. So no, I get that. And then how do you stay authentic within this lifestyle? How do you stay true to yourself?
Better than anything else.
Yes, that's why I love that answer.
A lot of fake things. I couldn't think of much.
Yeah, because they are exactly who you see. Who you see here and who you see in events and who you see anywhere. You're going to get the same people every single time. That's what we love about you guys.
I don't have the capacity.
I can't. I don't have the energy.
Up with a persona. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't have the energy.
To be your true self, I mean, this lifestyle has taught us being your true self and the acceptance that this lifestyle has given us, I have never felt in my entire life.
That's what we're going to talk about next. Yeah. The friends and the relationships. I want to give them a backstory of how we all met at the first glow party. Mm-hmm. They came in the room they were friends with, anything but vanilla, Rob and Lindsay, and they came in and he had the vampire paddle. I know we've told the story before of the guy with the vampire paddle. That was him. And didn't know who they were, sat down next to them and kind of made comments about that and just kind of talked in passing. And it really was like, we just kept seeing each other over and over again. And I was like, we have to meet these people. I was like, you got to meet them. They have a vampire paddle.
Well, that was one of the first events that you went to solo.
By myself, Yeah. So I didn't really know anyone. We'd brought friends of ours, really close friends of ours, but didn't really know anyone yet. We were still pretty early on in Panels After Dark group and stuff.
And as with us, I mean, yeah. Robin Lindsay kind of took us in, put us all to love, and we went there. We were still trying to navigate people. We're still fresh in.
Yeah.
And you were camping out in the room, so we went there just to hang with them. That's kind of where acquaintance and your friendship began, at least the familiarity. Yeah.
And then the orgy room, we met again. And that was pretty much like the beginning of it all.
Traveling night. Yeah. Russ was throwing performance. We got it. We sound out for watching performing. We knew that they were going to
memories.
Yeah.
Made you do that to her.
So we've touched on your kind of your dynamic. How do you two navigate your boundaries? Because you've talked about how Sam is open to one-on-ones and solo adventures, but how do you guys together just navigate those boundaries?
I say for the most part, we have those conversations. We do group chats. Yeah. We're full swamp saying we've had, at the beginning stages of the lifestyle, we've had pushback where I was like, oh, well, she's allowed to do that. You should be able to, and that's not fair.
Yeah.
It's our rules to make. This is our journey, and this is what I enjoy seeing her do. And we do this together as a team. So, we just let them know straight up front. If it's something they want to click with and explore more, we're willing to. If they don't, it is what it is on that.
Not everyone's going to love your boundaries, but that doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. This is your journey, so it doesn't matter. You know, you're too picky. You have too many.
That's okay.
This and that.
And that's okay.
That does not matter.
Yeah. There's no such thing as too picky.
Yeah. This is a journey for you guys and for you, even.
We make it like y'all.
Yeah.
Preached for many episodes.
Yeah. It can be whatever. Yeah.
Competition. This is what you want to make.
It can be your own story. The limit is endless.
Oh, yeah.
You can accomplish everything and anything you could ever dream of here.
Absolutely.
But yeah. Okay. And then what is one thing that you admire about each other and how you show up in your relationship? I love hearing love. I love love. Sorry, sad these.
You're turning red.
I know.
I'm kidding. You're not.
I simply want to show people how these relationships are just so much different than normal relationships.
Yes. You go.
Her devotion and dedication to she fought very hard to begin to get me. She knew what she wanted.
Yeah.
We went through trials and tribulation, fire and brimstone, and it forged what you see now in the love. I made mistakes along the way. It wasn't always perfect.
It never is.
She never, ever gave up, showed the slightest bit of weakness towards us. There was a time, and peeling the curtain back, where she had all the reasons in the world to leave, and she decided to fight. Stubborn bitch. And I get what I want, and you're what I want. So I love her for that, and I'm forever grateful.
Beautiful. I just love showing people the love that is here. It's love. It's so much love. So much love. No.
Darn it.
No one is.
We've learned, and we've communicated, and that's where a lot of this lifestyle has helped us, both personally outside of it, communication aspect. The talking, being open and transparent with everything, because as I stated earlier, I came from relationships where if I expressed ideologies, I was kind of shunned, minimalized, or you're weird. It took me a while to be able to.
He always thought it was a trap.
He always
thought it was a trap. It took forever for him to finally learn. I'm not trapped.
I'm on your side.
We're together.
It took a while because in the past, I was always scared. I was afraid to express who I wanted to be and what I wanted out of life without ridicule. And it, like she said, it took me a while. It got us to where we are now. We can talk about anything under the sun. And
you've definitely grown leaps in the communication part. Like that took a bit, but
that's huge. And it's so important.
Just lifestyle.
It seeps into everything else.
So it has strengthened the outside the lifestyle.
That's what we noticed too early on was the lifestyle opened the doors to talk about, you know, all this spicy stuff. But then in the end, we realized we could talk to each other about absolutely everything.
It's to the point now, like, she's even told me, she's like, okay, you're over-communicating.
Yeah. We can keep some things a mystery.
Hey, you're oversharing now. We're good.
Looking to add some excitement to your social life? Meet 3Fun, the free app that connects open-minded singles and couples for fun adventures. With thousands of active users, 3Fun is our ticket to new friendships, flirty encounters, and unforgettable experiences.
The best part? It's completely free to use. No hidden fees or subscriptions. Ready to join the fun? Download 3Fun app now from the App Store or Google Play Store and start connecting with like-minded individuals in your area. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the link below and get started with 3Fun today.
And then another easy question. What is a favorite memory from a lifestyle event or club that you've had together?
I think now my favorite memory is probably my birthday trip to Secrets.
Yeah, that was
such a good trip. Turning 40, I think that entire weekend we were completely on the same page. There was not one moment of we were just... Yeah.
They were beautiful to watch.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
All of a sudden.
Just seeing how much you had grown from, because we had been on a Secrets trip before, not far
that
before.
But
there wasn't much space in between the two, and just to watch how far you came.
We extremely underestimated Secrets.
Mm-hmm.
We were lucky enough and fortunate enough that y'all invited us down there to experience y'all's happy place. And we went in there with the mindset of ABC 1, 2, 3 is going to happen. It did not. And we were overwhelmed and it was a lot, but we learned from that trip and went back for her birthday. Just everything did perfectly.
Yeah.
Everything was fun. And we had friends come from Georgia, travel all the way down just to surprise her and just the camaraderie and love that was shared for her that weekend. We still, to this day, talk about, like, man, I wish we could replay that one again. It was just...
We're going to try. We're going to try. In a few weeks, we're going to try again.
It'll be my birthday.
Yes, we're heading in November and off to Secrets.
It was our first time earlier this year, and now we've been back. It'll be our third time in November, so we definitely love that place. We love what it has to offer.
I was struggling last time, so now I can get on the cylinders that you guys are on, and we'll be great. It's going to be even better. It's going to be a good time. But talking about events and all of that, I want to talk a little bit more about your involvement with Pineapples After Dark and how that kind of came about and everything. What made you want to be more involved and help with a group of people in the lifestyle?
How important those people were to us, how much of an impact they had made on not just our lifestyle life, but our life in general. The majority of our friends now are within PAD. They're our family at this point.
Yeah, prior to PAD, I mean, we've been in the lifestyle for about 5 years. We first associated with apps, and we didn't yield the results that others did. A lot of it was ghosts, pictures, collectors. The occasional times that we did meet people wasn't really a vibe. So when we were on Facebook, we were part of a few groups, but PAD stuck out to us, and they were throwing their second ever party in Alpharetta. We've never done a social event. We've always hid behind a phone, an app. So this was kind of our debut showing our face to the public in a social setting. And ever since then, like she touched on it, the impact, the acceptance, and how much it changed our life for the better. I went to Rob and Lindsay and to Davey and Lauren, and I was like, I want to be a part of this. I want to affect change. I want people to feel the same love that we're feeling and that they're giving out. And it's been life-changing for us. And I was on him almost every week. Like, hey, let me do something. Let me help carry the bag.
This started with the 360.
Started to
down the 360.
Just volunteer. Yeah. Hey, I want to help you. Y'all helped us. This is the least I can do. Kind of transition into the role of helping plan their parties, events, to moderating and admin.
I was going to ask, what was your role? I probably should have mentioned what the roles were.
So I'm an admin to the page. She's a moderator, and I'm on the event planning team. We try to help coordinate the events, get all that lined up, and it's been an honor. And we've gotten to meet and do incredible things that we never thought would have been possible if it wasn't for them and the love that they have shown us and the acceptance that they've given.
It's a good group. It's a good crew. We love them so much. What has been your favorite moment of being on that team?
The collaboration, the working as a team, trying to make sure that everybody has a seat at the table. Everyone feels seen. They're heard. And we have a little bit of everything for anyone that wants to show up today. And it's truly been rewarding at the end of a party. Like, people are just like, man, this was amazing. Like, thank y'all for what y'all do. It's our first time. We'll be coming back. And that alone makes everything leading up to that worst thing. It just feels good inside.
And then what is the biggest behind-the-scenes thing that you've seen that people don't realize goes into events?
So much time between the calls, between going and, you know, finding venues. And then when things fall through, and then you're having to find backup. And they put a lot.
We have hundreds of people counting on this date and time and
into those events.
Yeah, I don't think people realize. I think people think you put up a flyer and everyone just shows up and parties. It is not.
For instance, we had our second glow this year, and we had a venue fall through. And issues with that. We had to pivot a few weeks out. Hey, okay, now it's here, and try to keep people's interest and attention. Yeah. We're going from Atlanta.
This is a good thing.
This part of the house.
No.
And they still showed up and showed out.
Hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just a thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care, because your health is nothing to be ashamed of. So now let's talk about moments that's really shaped you. What is a decision you guys made in the lifestyle that turned out to be a really good decision?
You guys.
Aww.
Thank you. I don't think you guys understand how much we are so lucky to have. You renewed our...
Y'all have y'all's podcasts and y'all's advocacy and just who y'all are as a people definitely helped us with our rough edges and helped shape who we are currently. Y'all have done a lot for our personal and individual growth.
Same. I don't think you guys understand. I wouldn't be sitting here doing this podcast right now if it wasn't for our secrets time.
No.
I was at the point where it was bad. You guys have seen me at my lowest personally, I think, out of everyone we've known in the last probably 15 years. And I could never repay you for what you've done and how much you've helped me.
I understand my brain works.
Yeah. You do. Yeah. That's why I was like that. I think I could let that wall down and
somebody else thinks the same way that I do.
I'm being crazy. Yeah.
You trusted us enough to be vulnerable and transparent in a moment where you felt the weakest. That in itself is an act. Most people try to hide that and conceal that to protect.
I can't. I want to. I try. I feel like I am.
It was an honor to go through that. And we built each other up. Here to tear anybody down. We want to succeed and be happy in this.
That's why I really am trying to get across. And it's not pretend. It's not a lie. It's not this made up fantasy. People say to me that I'm lying, that this is not all this big, amazing, wonderful, non-judgmental zone, and that we're pretending. And
it really is about
not just about your looks. It's not just about that. It's about so much more than that. You can't even explain unless you're here.
Yeah.
It's hard to understand.
Coming into this, I had so many, I'm sure most people can relate with this. I had a lot of insecurities.
Oh, yeah.
Coming in, my size, my teeth, and not I was like, man, nobody's going to want to talk to me, have me kiss their wife. Or
I think most of us feel that way, too. We've been married for a minute. We're not sure if you're going to be having people talk to you or wanting you in that way. I think we're all can resonate with that. I think all of us.
Oh, I still back to this.
I'm still there.
And then we get to an event or we get crap or we get somewhere and then like everybody's coming up and I'm like... Do you really like? Like, this isn't all imagination?
Yeah. But that's part of the lifestyle, that you're constantly working on your confidence. Never would have done the stuff that we've done in this lifestyle otherwise ever. Just this
alone
is
making me go, oh my God, goodness.
This has been such a journey. And then what is one piece of advice that you would give to someone starting the lifestyle?
Ask before you touch. Consent.
Always.
And... everyone's just talked about it, and y'all have had it on y'all's podcast. It's not all about sex.
Yeah.
Don't think just because you walk in the door day one and you're going to have this orgy.
I mean, it can take months. It can take, it'll all happen. Let it flow. Don't try to force it. Don't try to push it. Don't get discouraged because we've been to two events.
Or we don't have our people. We get that a lot with you guys have this close group of people. You're with the same friends all the time. I want that because a lot of people are looking for that.
Don't be afraid to
go. It takes time. Yeah.
Friends.
Yes.
Just because there's a group of people.
I was just going to say that.
Does not mean you're not welcome. Yeah.
We want more people.
They're most comfortable with. So that's who they're going to gravitate towards, especially our group.
And we get that. Yeah.
Our group. Come hang
out. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. There's not anybody in this group that wouldn't welcome you with open arms at all.
No. That'll want to see you.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're talking about everybody has that fear of rejection, but I feel like that's part of the excitement that we're drawn to. Mm-hmm. Like the chance of possibly being rejected, but not is that much more of the dopamine drip. Like
that's telling me taking a chance. And that's why people think that I don't like them, is because I'm not the approacher ever. No. Because I'm terrified of rejection. So I'm just like, I'll just sit over here and wait.
It's learning rejection. And
I feel like that's part of the whole butterfly feeling we get when we go meet new people. It's because, like, they might not like me, but you know what? I'm putting myself out there.
Just doing that is huge.
And that in itself is an adrenaline boost. And then when you start connecting with these different people, it's like, oh, okay. And then it builds your confidence. You become more social and... I mean, let's be honest. A lot of us have been together for a really long time with our partner. We forget how to interact with other couples and flirt.
People are doing it to me, and I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, so like we're relearning, or for some people that have been together since high school, sweethearts, and they've never flirted with anybody else. So we're learning or relearning a lot of these things that we haven't done in.
And it's not going to be perfect. It's not like you're going to mess up. It's going to be weird. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. It's going to be weird. There's going
to
have moments.
To me, those awkward, funny moments are really the moments that are like the best.
And those are going to be ingrained in those people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
And that's how you find your people.
She talks about fear of rejection. Like, I've even noticed a difference in her, you know, in the last 3 or 4 months. She's become more vocal. She's kind of putting herself there a little bit more to people that she likes. And even this past weekend, she saw a gentleman that she liked, and she's like, hey, do you have one of your cards on us? And I was like, yeah, what are you about to do? I'm going to give it to him and tell him to come find me. And I was like, that is so hot, and you would have never done that 3 or 4 months ago. Yeah. But I see little moments and little things like that, and I commend her, and I let her know, like, hey, I see what you're doing, the effort, and it has changed her confidence a lot.
That is hot. I like it. I love it. I love watching people grow. That's one of my favorite things in this lifestyle watching couples.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite things in the very beginning. Yeah. I would find that you could tell when somebody's not confident or really shy, they stick out like a sore thumb when they're in a group of people that are really comfortable. I used to single those people out and be like,
you might have done that to me.
And like, and it wasn't like I wasn't trying to be predatory. Like, I wasn't really looking for any type of play. I just wanted to see them
be comfortable
in their own skin. And so I used to just sit there and talk to them and like pull them out to the dance floor.
Introduce them to people.
And anybody that knows me, that is my most self-conscious place because I am not a dancer, but I do it for her.
I'm not good at it either, but I love doing it.
So
me too.
So I always try to put myself in uncomfortable situations for other people.
Show them, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay
to be weird. We like it weird here. No, we say don't make it weird.
I mean, we like good weird.
Yeah. We like good weird.
I mean, the first few times we went to trap, like, my hands were on fire. Like, I didn't know what to do, how to navigate. Like, I was like, I feel awkward. I feel vulnerable. People were staring at us, but it took those, like you said, like, getting out there and putting yourself in a position or a situation that you wouldn't have done in any other setting. And people are actually reciprocating. Like, hey, you know, we see you now. It is.
Yeah. It was fun. All right. And then before we wrap it up around do what we do with everyone, we have rapid quick fire questions. Real fast. Yeah. No thinking.
Good.
All right. You can both answer. Okay. Who made the first move?
You.
Me.
Okay. Do you want to explain or no? I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
Into her DMs. Mutual pass and finally slid in and shot my shot. And
here we are.
Who's more likely to plan a date night?
Me. Me. 100% me. I'm the go.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
Neither.
I figured he would be, though.
No, he wants to go places, but I am normally the planner. He comes along with me.
Sad.
I am the one.
He's a support system.
I'm the one that on a random Thursday says, hey, babe, on Saturday, you don't have anything going on. Do you want to drive an hour and a half? Because there's a lot I want to try.
Yeah. And I don't drink coffee, so I sit there and say yes.
Of course. Duh.
Yeah, she'll randomly just get a hair up there and like,
so I seen this thing on TikTok.
Yeah.
We go do it.
Yeah. This is what we're doing.
We're going to line up for this food. We're going to go down to South Georgia for this. And we just like to travel. So she'll plan something. I'm like, nothing to do.
No. Okay. Who is the homebody?
That's hard.
Also, because we just are talking about going. Yeah. Who's more of a homebody?
I have the desire to stay home. Yeah. She'll get up and she'll, I'm just going to go this and that and shop here and grab this and. She'll find an excuse to leave the house. I'll sit here and just be like, I kind of just want to sit for a moment.
Well, I think that's how we are too. Cause I, you know, go like going to work and stuff. I'm out of, when I get.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Home, I just want to be at home.
Yeah.
But her being at
home. I work at home.
She's working at home.
I'm getting out of here.
She's like, get me the heck out of here.
She's like, I know I need to do laundry and all that, but I'm going to go shopping and go.
Yeah,
we're gonna go to Marshall's or TJ Maxx. Or
last time I came here,
and I got the house now. There's no keeping me in here. When
there's some candle on sale right now. I gotta go.
I gotta smell it. I have to smell it.
Lightly turned colors. Yeah. I've gotta go north.
Yeah,
here.
Oh, she'll go chase leaves.
I know. Last time I was here, you guys were all set on cleaning the entire house. You had a whole plan, and then like hours later, you're like, "Well, we didn't do that. We went to Six Flags instead." That's why we get along as well.
I was in the middle of getting breakfast. I'm like, "We're gonna breakfast and eat and then clean," and then we got a text message, and she's like, "I'm getting dressed now." I'm like, "Well, we're going there.
It's a whole new day of adventure.
Another whole day of adventure."
I was like, "Damn it! I should have stayed there a little longer." All right.
Making memories.
Hey, beautiful. If you're looking to feel confident and sexy, Voluptuous Vixen has got you covered with stunning lingerie and outfits that fit every curve. And for our listeners, you can snag 10% off your order with code HOTCOUPLENGA at checkout. Don't miss out. Check out the link below and find your next favorite piece.
What is your guilty pleasure snack after a night out?
I'm going to say either ice cream or cheesecake. Definitely, we'll go out on a dinner date and we'll try to find a local ice cream spot nearby. And get a little sweeter.
After like a lifestyle night though.
Oh, a lifestyle night?
It depends.
On where we're at.
No,
if we're in Atlanta, you know we're going for Woody's cheesesteaks because they're up at 4 in the morning.
Oh yeah,
looking for cheesesteaks at the end of it.
Yes, always.
Waffle House is always.
I feel like everyone in the lifestyle that's there.
Our local Waffle House guy, Porter, and he knows when we come in, can have dead with our trap bracelets on.
in her clothes.
Nice. Yeah.
He'll just look at us and kind of nod his head. I'm like, just don't in.
Yeah. No. No.
The Waffle House, like right next to the hotel we usually stay at.
Who've ever gone there?
Oh, they know. They know. When everybody's coming in, I'm coming in with a button shirt halfway done. Like, a blazer that's all
just sparkles. We're just like, we're covered in sparkles.
Yeah, covered in sparkles.
Glitters. Yeah.
What's your go-to drink order for a night?
Peach Crown Sprite.
I'm a Crown Royal person, too. Yeah. So I'll do a Crown and Coke or something of that nature.
Solid. Biggest turn-on that isn't physical?
I think just who you are as a person, how you handle yourself, how you approach us and just talk to us. Like
confidence.
We were talking about it last weekend. Had you seen like our after party or our playroom, like we have an eclectic group of all various sizes and shapes.
And comfortability and
We don't necessarily judge by what you look like. I mean, obviously you have those, you know, desires and wants out of it. As long as you're a good person to me, my wife and our marriage, we don't see any of that.
Yeah, that's what we talk about is we have met absolute tens for couples, and after talking to them for 5 minutes, they turn into twos and threes. But on the other hand, you would see somebody you wouldn't even look at twice walking past at the store, but as you got to know them, they became the 10 because their personality was top-notch.
Yeah.
So much more than looks.
Personality was beautiful.
In that attraction build.
Soul. I want to take the soul. Yeah. Yeah.
Dream vacation just for the two of you.
I'm a mountains girl. I'm a cabin. I'm a beautiful views. Yeah.
I can go either way. I'd think like a Cancun trip or stuff to go down to Mexico, see that part of town. I've lived very secluded. I've grown up. If it doesn't touch Georgia, I've experienced or seen it. So I like to probably go experience some of that and go down there.
Okay. Who's more likely to start the party? Yeah.
Him.
We already covered that one.
Yeah. Guilty.
What's one non-negotiable in your relationship?
Communication.
Yep. Communication.
First trip you ever took together?
Gatlinburg.
Mountain.
Tennessee.
Did not come prepared. It was cold.
Horribly.
It was raining, and he had mesh shoes, and he was so...
Oh, no, mesh.
She talked about this place, and I've never been to it, and we went, and I highly underestimated it. Didn't pack at all, and we now make it a point. We go...
Multiple times a year
now for many years.
Cannot wait to have, because we've been on our own, but it wasn't the greatest memories. We've done it a few times.
If you come do our tour, it's going
to
be fun.
That's what I'm excited to do it the motherfucking Lee's way, because our ways have not been the most fun.
We became friends with bartenders and all that down there. They'll reach out to us now, offer their house to us, like, hey, let's come stay with us. Some of them, I think they know.
They know who you are.
Friends everywhere we go.
Kind of drop hints, and he's picking up the hints. I'm like, oh, no.
What do you feel about pineapple?
What's your favorite compliment to hear from each other?
You compliment me so much. How do I pick a favorite?
Don't worry, I'll wait.
I don't know. I like to hear when you tell me how much you see that I've grown and how proud you are of that. Because that means a lot now.
But I have. I've seen your journey through this weight loss, through your growth, not only in the lifestyle, but personally too, how you communicate and navigate things in that. And I am. I see you. And I see your hard work that you put in. And
thank you.
I love you.
I love you. What song instantly gets you in a good mood together? Do you have a song that you listen to? I'm a music girl.
We are music people as well. That's a tough one right there. Cause
it is. We've got such a vast.
Yeah.
We have an eclectic, vast library from any and all things.
Do you have a song?
Is Parkway Drive, Deathless Song, which nobody probably even knows what that is.
Yeah, but even
somebody
better.
Somebody knows.
Come on, metalheads, don't let me down.
It's a metal song.
Yeah. It's a metal love song. It's both guy and female, and it is beautiful. And if you look at the lyrics, it's a beautiful song. And that's where we started off. We used to sit in my vehicle and we just exchange music. Listen to that song. That's how we kind of
communicated.
We still do just. We love music.
We share songs all the time.
Music is huge in my communication.
Yeah, she shares lots of songs.
That's how I speak to people.
We've even shared songs in our chats. The song is spicy.
We love to talk about the playlist.
You have the
I love music.
The unofficial
unofficial pineapple
soundtrack of the orgy.
Around people are like, I need this playlist. Let me see. If
got
I
you.
Share.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At this point, just you're everybody's playing, adding on to it.
I would love to see your Spotify views. You probably beat a lot of these out here. As many people have played. It's a killer one.
Who's better at keeping secrets?
I'm horrible at. Do not ask. Don't ask me to keep a secret. I'm the one that buys gifts and then instantly is like, here, guess what? I got you.
Same.
I can't.
Same.
I like surprising her a lot for like her birthday or things. And I'll play dumb to a lot of things just because I love that shot. Finally comes. That. Oh my God. Like,
I learned to read him now. I've learned to read him now. I can go like, okay. Kind of like my birthday. I was like, I see I'm coming because I know you. And I know
no, you
I'm
did.
That was a lot of people to wrangle. That was a lot of logistics going into that.
That was a hell of a lot of squirrels.
Yeah, everyone was all over secrets doing their own thing and everyone came together. We were all just running around trying.
I'm sitting at the pool like, why do all of our people just gone walking by?
Yeah, everybody just disappeared slowly.
And then watching you on Life 360, and I was like, he's back there, and he said he went to go to the bathroom.
She was in the pool area,
the front bathroom was closed. I had to
get into the room.
He went to the front to get.
Yeah. There was like, how many people in that room?
Had to have had 30.
That's what I was going to say. And we were all at the pool area just hanging out, and it was time. So we had to all nonchalantly, but if you know secrets, you have to walk around and you can watch everyone walking and where they're going to, then go upstairs and back through and she was just sitting there. We're all trying to be sneaky and Mike was running around.
I'm like, hey, I got to go to our room. Let's go real quick. And then the room we had to go to was not anywhere near our room.
No, no.
So as soon as I cut, she was like... I'm still
we don't go this way.
Like, he was like, let's go this way, like where you can overlook the pool. I'm like, why? Whose vehicle are you trying to hide from me in the back? Showed up while we were at the pool. Yeah. And he was like, well, fine. We walk around and then all of a sudden he just randomly bolts off into the room. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why did you go?
Surprise.
That was a beautiful moment. That was so beautiful.
I was proud of us last weekend. We didn't tell anybody.
We didn't tell anybody. We kept that one tight. I did a podcast. I had to say and I kept thinking it, but I was...
I think it actually slipped, because...
That's what he said.
That's what Rob told me.
Rob said that he heard you slip.
He's the only one who caught it.
Before I showed up, he was like, you sneaky. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, we've been... tight-lipped about this.
It got let loose by when people went to trap. Yeah. We came out. Y'all are good at secret keeping too.
We tried.
We come out.
It took him a minute to realize that was you guys.
I see these dapper people. He's got a nice suit on. I'm like, man, they're dressed really nice. And I kept looking. I seen the car, and I was like, that's Russ. She squealed and ran to the car. I'm like, you son of a gun.
Nothing is better than her other friend that got really excited and started bolting across the parking lot. Butt plug came flying.
That's how much excitement your surprises bring to people. When y'all show up.
Yeah. Just backstory for a second. Last weekend, we were all in together at Trappies. Two nights in a row. We celebrated birthdays. We had First Friday, and Russ wasn't planning on coming, but Russ surprised everybody and got the whole weekend with us all off. So if you know, that's what we're talking about, is we were all able to spend the weekend together last weekend, finally, which we enjoy when we can.
We need it.
When we can.
It's always great when you are together. I mean, you able to, you got
I heard that
your...
so many times this weekend was like, you're such a different person with Russ there.
You're amazing when you're by yourself, but when you're with him, that extra... Extra.
I heard that so many times. I was like, well, this is what we prefer. So good.
Because you're more comfortable.
Safe. Like, feel safer.
Yeah.
Security blanket there. That's your.
And we talk about like evolving for her. Like, I've seen your growth from first glow to now. Like, you've navigated it and you've grown with your own confidence too. But still, when your better half is around, like, it's always better.
Preferred for sure.
Rapid fire questions my ass.
Sorry. We can rapid fire anything. All right.
Not us.
Detour.
If you had to describe your vibe as a couple in three words, what would they be? Real fast.
Energy.
Awkward.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Amazing.
Perfect.
Who's more adventurous in trying new things?
I'm normally along for the ride, and I will go along, but he is the one who comes up with all the ideas, and I'm just like, okay.
I have a hell of an imagination, and hey, what if we do this? And what let's bring this in, evolve.
What is your favorite way to celebrate wins together?
Just spending time with each other. Everyone has. we reflect. We talk afterwards. How did we win? What made that happen? Try to recall everything. Just kind of replay it. Talk about it. Kind of well, like we did it. We made it.
If you could relive one day in your relationship, what day would that be?
Wedding.
Yeah, I'd say our wedding day, 100%.
That one was a long time coming. On the beach, Friday the 13th.
That's perfect.
The creepy vibe.
Yeah.
Superstition. All that. Yeah, I'd relive that one.
Yep.
All right, so we're just about out of time. Before we leave, what do you hope people take away from this podcast episode?
That even if you feel like you don't truly belong, to keep at it.
They're out
your,
there.
Your people will come. Your circle will come. Just it takes time.
Just be, like she said, be your most authentic self. Don't try to be anything else. Don't try to put a facade on, a personality. Just be yourself. Your people are out there. Don't give up on what you want.
Chase and don't compare yourself to everybody else. What is it? Comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah.
Don't compare yourself to everybody else. Your journey is your journey. And
it's one of Sam's wise words that resonated with me this summer, and I replay so many times.
Don't look at what other people have or how far along they are in this journey or what they accomplished it. This is you and your partners, or if you're solo, this is what you made it. Be authentic, be real, be compassionate, be respectful to one another, and just love one another.
Yeah, and have fun. Have fun. That's what it's all for. That's what we're here for.
Goofy.
Have a good...
Put yourself in a situation to be seen and just...
Take a chance.
Take a chance. Put your hair down.
Say hi to those people. You never know the people sitting next to you on the couch in some random hotel room with people you don't know might be your best friends.
Making strangers flog.
Yeah. Just a paddle. It starts with curiosity.
And we've met so many, and you can never thank this lifestyle. Or thank y'all enough for what y'all have given us and granted us.
Same.
To see it accomplished because of
same.
And same. Other people watching this that we're friends with, that y'all have given us so much.
We like a hell of a lot. And then, do you have anything coming up, anything exciting that you're looking forward to?
Low ticket sales right now there.
October 25th.
October 25th, hotel takeover, a little rooftop party.
It's going to be good.
A little spooky,
real good
vibes. Dark settings, DJs, come on, have fun. And then the following
week, we'll all be at Secret.
It's the first week for Eye Candy's, their Halloween special. Looking forward to that. So
birthday, it's gonna be a good time.
We're gonna party and let's have fun. Make more memories.
And then we'll link all of their socials so you can follow them and get to know them a little bit more on social media. And all of that, we'll have that tagged below. But thank you guys for being here. That was so good.
Thanks for having
me. That was beautiful. That's exactly why we wanted you guys here. We needed that.
Talking about it for needed a while. This was a long time.
We needed that piece in our podcast. So thank you for doing this, having us, all of that. Sam, we love you guys too. And as always,
it's not that serious.
Don't make it weird. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye.